excited about the chance to come off the bench and change the game, or frustrated because you're not starting? Substitutes play a crucial role in deciding football matches, and this week we required a substitute of our own. Unfortunately, we are not able to publish the interview we conducted with a staff member at one of the world's biggest football clubs, so we're bringing this episode off the bench.
選手はベンチから出て試合の流れを変えるチャンスに期待するのか、それともスタメンでないことに不満を感じているのか。交代要因はサッカーの試合の行方を左右する重要な役割を果たしていますが、僕たちの今週のトピックもサブを必要としていました。残念ながらゲスト会がお送りできなかったのですが、代わりの内容をお送りします。
And this is the second time we've done this too, so、
ね、
we've had some problems last week. So yeah, sorry for the big break. I think it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since we last published an episode, so it's been a while.
そうね。僕が実は3月1ヶ月間、イタリア語の通訳で東京に行って、なかなか収録の時間をね、設定するのも難しかったので、その間、ゲスト会を2回用意していたのですが、それもちょっと、いろいろ喋りすぎちゃったので、内容的にね、ちょっとパブリッシュするのが厳しいってなって、それで2回お休み。で、先週は、実は1回収録したんだけど、ちょっとね、音的なトラブルがあったんで、皆さん、3週間ぐらいお待たせしちゃって大変申し訳なかったです。
Yeah. So let's jump into the vocabulary. First word is tweak. To change something slightly, especially to make it more correct, effective, or suitable. For example, the manager made a late tweak, bringing on another defender to protect the lead.
Tweak. 微調整、マイナーチェンジです。マイナーチェンジって変な言葉ですけど。Do you say it in English?
You do say like a minor change, a minor something, a minor tweak, a minor alteration. You would use that for sure. Yep.
Tweak ね、tweak. あんま日本語では使わないですね。Tweak.
Yeah, tweak has a couple of meanings as well, but in this case, it means, yeah, to change something slightly. The second word is splinter, a small, sharp, broken piece of wood, glass, or plastic. For example, to be on the bench is sometimes referred to as getting splinters.
スプリンター、破片、かけらとかです。これ思い出したわ、トミー。先週喋ってたわ。ベンチに座りながら、なんかこう、ほじほじしてるみたいな感じですね。こう、なんか触ってるっていうか。
Yeah, so it basically means because you're on the bench, which in, you know, old days, I guess, the bench was made of wood. It means that you're sitting down on the bench, you're getting splinters. It's kind of slang for being on the bench.
どうだろうな、自分が試合出れなくてベンチにいるときになんか下にある石とかなんかいじってたような気がしますね。こう石ころとか。
In the English case, it doesn't mean literally to get a splinter. It's just like a metaphor or a, yeah. I don't think there's been an example of a player actually getting injured from a bench. Now the third word is contribute. To be one of the reasons why something happens. For example,A striker coming off the bench is always looking to contribute to a positive outcome.
Contribute, 貢献する、寄与するとかです。名詞は contribution ですね。よく使います、この単語は。
Yeah, and there's actually two ways to say the word contribute or contribute. You might hear those depending on the context, but basically they mean the same thing. So let's jump into the history of substitutes and how they've been used in football over time.The first use of a substitute in international football was apparently in Wales versus Scotland on the 15th of April, 1889. So 130 or so years ago, Wales' original goalkeeper, Jim Traynor, failed to arrive for the match. So local amateur player Alf Pugh was called up and he started and he played for 20 minutes before another goalkeeper arrived and replaced him. I guess it was common in the old days for players just to not arrive in time for matches.Which maybe because they didn't have cars, it was hard to get around, it was hard to arrive at the ground on time.
130年ぐらい前、まあゴールキーパーいないからちょっと出てくれないかなっていう少しのんきな話ではあるんですけど、まあトミーが今言ってたのは、まあその時代ね、おそらく電車もそこまでこう発達してないだろうし、まあ車もそんななかっただから、どうやって行ってたんだろうねっていうのは気になりますけどね、その試合会場まで。Yeah. 少しちょっと遠いしね、スタジアムって。
Yeah, when, and they weren't actual stadiums, it was just like local parks. So I guess if you didn't live in that area, then maybe it was very difficult to get to games. which is why all of the games were very local.
はいはいはい。確かにね。でもさ、なんかよく聞くのは、ホテルにみんなで集合して、試合会場を迎えますみたいな、結構今でも伝統的に多いと思うんだけど、やっぱこの頃からやってたんじゃないかなと思うよね。こういうこと起きないために、一旦ホテルに集まって、みんなで行きましょうみたいな。ね。
Maybe, yeah. I don't think there were hotels in these days, though. They were probably just someone's house that you stayed at.
確かに。
Richard Gottinger was the first sub in top class football. And top class football, I guess, means like modern-ish football. This happened in 1953 when he came on for West Germany in their 3-0 win over Saarland. And then substitutions were officially added to the laws of the game in 1958. So this is still, you know, sort of old, but still quite recent in football terms. Before this happened, most games were played with no changes permitted at all. The only exceptions were in cases of extreme injury, like broken legs and things like that, or when players didn't arrive on time, like we were just talking about.
うんうん。交代が認められたのは、FA が設立されたのが1863年なんで、約100年近く経ってから初めて交代を認めましたと。で、この時なんで交代認めなかったんだろうなっていうのを結構その時考えたんだけど、まあ、おそらくこう、マスキュリズムとか、男なら最後まで頑張りなさい、みたいな。男らしさを求められてたから、やっぱり交代は許しません、みたいな。やるなら最後までやりなさいっていうのが、どっかの精神にあったのかなっていうのは感じますね。なんで、ラグビーは本当に最近までルールが変わってなくて、1996年まで戦術的な交代が認められていませんでしたと。なんで、これは結構気になるテーマでしたね、自分的にも。
Yeah, there's probably some reasons there. That might be one of them for sure. Maybe just the lack of players, the number of players. There weren't enough for teams to have full squads and things. But yeah, I guess, it's an interesting one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several examples of players playing on even when they're injured. And one extreme example is a guy called Bert Trautmann, who was a goalkeeper who played in the 1956 FA Cup final for Manchester City. Apparently with a broken neck. Which is just crazy.
骨骨折しながら、クレイジーですね。今、サッカーの教科書を使ってるんですけど、そこにもベルト・トラウトマンって何回もこう僕、授業の中で喋ってるんで、この人のことをね、結構親近感あるんですけど、ドイツ人捕虜として、イギリスにそのまま戦争の後残って、シティのレジェンドになりました。で、FA カップで首の骨を折りながら優勝してセレブレーションまでして何日か後にレントゲン撮ってたらあれなんか骨折れてますよみたいな。なので、まあ、うん、すごいなっていう気はしますけど。
yeah, すごい or yeah, just crazy. Dangerous. yeah. The use of substitutes in World Cups was not allowed until 1970. The 1970 World Cup was the first time ever substitutes were allowed.
うん、これはもう驚きでしたね。70年まで11人でずっとやってたんかってのはね。うん。
Yeah, that's, you know, what, 50 years ago. It's still very recent.、And then on August 21, 1965, the first sub in English league football happened. And from here on, we'll talk mostly about English football. The rules and the history of substitutions really varies based on country, even division and league. So there's a lot.To cover, we're just going to focus on English football for today. When this happened in 1965 and in the next few years after that, it was really only cases of injury that allowed for substitutions. You weren't allowed to make changes for tactical reasons. You couldn't take off a defender and put on a striker if you needed a goal, for example. But Leeds manager Don Revy was suspected of asking his players to fake injury so he could make changes.
お前怪我したふりしろって言ってたってことだよね。うん。そしたら俺帰れるからって。
yeah, they planned it maybe at halftime if they're losing. Okay, in 10 minutes, you go down with an injury and then we can make a change. So yeah, there are lots of ways to get around these rules even then.
ねえ、バレるけどね、下手な人だったらね。お前さ、痛くないでしょみたいな。
well, even these days, right? Like there's lots of players who fake injury still, right? Neymar?、Yeah, it's very、ね、obvious.
それ本当に、その回やりたいわ、トミー。なんかその、フェイクインジュリーっていうか、痛がるのを、なんかすごいサッカーの人がね、なんかあれなんでサッカー選手みんなやるのみたいな感じで。
Yep.
ね、嫌いな人多いんだよね、あの感じ。
Yeah, often it's like you said before, the masculine thing. When I was growing up in Australia, I was always called a girl. Like really, these days you can't say that sort of thing. But when I was a kid, that's what I was called. Either I was gay or I was a girl because I played football. It wasn't the manly sport because everyone fakes injuries and things like that, which is just ridiculous. It's absolutely...
イギリスにいた時に結構ラグビーの人に言われた。そのなんか、え、サッカーやってんの?みたいな。いや、なんかめめしいんだよな。みたいな感じですごい言われたから。
Yeah. And look, not to get off track here, but I don't think players... It's not like they're actually hurt. Like, that's the point. They're faking injury. They're cheating. So anyway, はいはい、はい、that one, yeah, I agree. That really annoys me. But let's
start. 長いよね。だから歴史が1970年ぐらいそれやってるってことだもんね。フェイクインジュリーっていうか。
Yeah. Then in 1987, the rules started to really move quickly and change a lot. That was the first time two substitutions were permitted. However, the second substitution was a goalkeeper. So really still only one sub, and then just in case your goalkeeper got injured, you could have a goalkeeper on the bench as well. 1992, that changed again when three players could be named on the bench. And that allowed for two outfield players to be subbed for the first time. In 1996-97 season, it became three subs allowed with five players on the bench. And for any reason, tactics, injuries, whatever. 2008, the Premier League moved to allowing three subs, but seven players on the bench. And then in 2020, that increased to five subs with nine players on the bench for COVID reasons. Because of the fixtures all being played in a short amount of time, they increased the subs, which then came in permanently in 2022-23. And the latest change, which is happening on July 1 this year, so in a few months, permanent concussion substitutions will be allowed. And I was thinking, wasn't this in the Premier League already? Like there are concussion substitutions? And yes, it has been in the Premier League because it's been part of a trial. What's changing in July is it is now 100% in the laws of the game. And there was some discussion about temporary versus permanent substitutions, meaning if it was temporary, a player could be replaced for 10 minutes for a concussion check. And if they were not found to be concussed, then they could come back on the pitch and the other player would come off. But that's not what they're doing. It's permanent. So if someone is suspected of having concussion, they come off for the rest of the match.
まあ今のトミーのこのさ、時系列、タイムライン見てて、やっぱり最近だなっていう気はしますよね。この三人交代。ね、まずそこが一番驚きだよね。
So you can line it up with the Premier League, basically. 1992, that's when first time three players could be named on the bench. That was the first season of the Premier League. And then from there, it kind of, I guess the money is probably a real link to this with the size of squads. Suddenly teams getting more money, they can have more players. Well, then we want to have more players on the bench and available and things like that. So that's kind of how it's evolved. And then obviously COVID was the big change recently.
はいはい。まあこの2020年、コロナがあって5人交代したのは、まあこのポッドキャストでも喋ってきてるけど、やっぱりかなりポジティブな効果が見られる気はするっていう話はしてて、5人になって、こう試合が動くし、見てる方も、いつ、どのタイミングで交代するのかっていうのは、まあ試合の中で楽しみになってきてるんで、それは一個サッカーを変えてるなっていう気はしますよね、交代で。
Yeah. Yeah, it does have an effect. And a lot of smaller teams were worried, well, we don't have as big a squad as the big teams, so it's going to affect us a lot more. We're not going to have the options like the big teams. But actually, it's been pretty even across the board, I think.
そうね。試合の流れも、今までと同じ3回の交代にしてるので、それもなんか試合壊さないし、結構2人ずつ交代とかなるから、僕は見てて面白いなって感じてますね、この交代は。
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of those rules like that. Yeah, most competitions allow 9 substitutes to be named on the bench, but it is a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 15. So it varies based on competition, league, friendly, international. There's lots of different things to it.
ちなみに J リーグは今 J リーグの普通のリーグ戦は11人先発、7人ベンチメンバーで、ルーバンカップに関しては11人先発、9人までベンチに入ることができますと。
Yeah, which is a great example of just how in the same country, two different competitions have different rules. Five subs can be made, but as you just said before, only in three windows, which is, yeah, I think the biggest, really important rule currently.With subs.
5人まで交代できて、交代回数は3回までですと。これは非常にいい変更だったですね。
うん。Some matches allow 6 subs to be made, and friendlies and other matches actually allow teams to agree on the maximum number of subs before the game, but they have to tell the referee.
ね。あの、フレンドリーの時、全員変わる感じのやつはね、ちょっと僕冷めちゃう気はするんですけど。
Yeah. Yeah. The whole team changes at halftime or something. In real matches, halftime doesn't count as a window, so you can make a change at halftime, and then you still have your three times you can make subs in the second half. And some competitions allow for additional subs in extra time, which I think is a good one too. I like that rule.
うん、そうね、これもいいね。延長に入ると1枚増える。いいポイントだなと思うし、けどこれがあることによって、あの、PK 戦のために1人メンバー変えるっていうのはね、これよく見ますんで、これはね、僕たちは反対派なんですよね。PK を蹴る選手を入れるっていう。
That's right. I think it was the Euro 2020 Rashford maybe、ね、coming off the bench to miss a penalty.
ね。だから、もう4年前だね、トミー、それね。うん、4年前に喋ってね。
Yeah, crazy. And of course, a substituted player cannot come back on the pitch. That's one of the really big, interesting differences in football versus other sports. I think pretty much every other sport allows a player to come back into the game.
確かにね。それは一個ポイントかもね。なんか、バスケは戻れるよね、もちろんね。
Yep. Maybe baseball is one of the others that doesn't allow. If you change the pitcher, they can't come back.
確かにね。
Yep.
はいはいはい。これ、ね、あの、プロじゃない世界で、グラスルーツのリーグ戦の話なんだけど、まあ、少年のリーグで僕がコーチしてた時に、ローリングサブっていうのがあって、ピッチから出た選手がいつでも戻っていいですよっていうルールがあったのね。で、まあ、本当に6歳から18歳までのリーグ戦だったんで、どのリーグでも行けますっていう感じになってたんだけど、やっぱり11歳、12歳ぐらいの超えた13から18かなの選手たちでこのローリングサブやると、一回外に出た選手がピッチに戻ると、ものすごい集中力も落ちてるし、体力も落ちてるんで、僕的にはこのローリングサブはね、サッカーには向いてないんじゃないかなっていうのはね、感じてましたね、その時に。
Yeah, it definitely has an interesting effect. I mean, it's good for like, yeah, really young kids, like maybe under nines, under tens. But I think I remember when I turned 11 or 12 and being really excited that, the rules in that division were changing, that if you were subbed, you had to stay off. And it felt good. It felt like you could kind of, yeah, you're always in the game mentally if you were playing. You weren't worried about being taken off and then having to go back in. And yeah.So let's talk about the importance of subs. How important are they? I thought we'd just free chat a little bit through this, because there's a lot of statistical and analytical information about subs. The best time to make them, coaches who make good subs, coaches who make bad subs. There's just a whole lot of information about this out there.
トミーはさ、試合が始まるでしょ?で、スターティングラインナップが出るじゃん。こう、ベンチはさ、しっかり確認する?
For Spurs, definitely, yes, I would.Yep.
ね。で、それで、例えば、負けてるとするじゃん。ハーフタイムで。負けてた時に、お、早くこいつを出してくれって思う。
Every game. Every single game. Yeah. 100%. Like, even the other day when I watched Tottenham, Luton and West Ham, I thought, oh, you gotta change. You gotta bring this player off. You gotta put this player on. Yeah. 100%. It's always in the back、ね、of my head.
なんかやっぱそれはさ、監督も、まあコーチとかも、やっぱ考えるわけじゃん。ここでこう変えたら、みたいな。あの時のさ、いろいろこう横で喋ってるでしょ?監督とコーチとかが、こう。
うん。
で、選手とかもさ、そわそわし始めるじゃん。俺そろそろ出るかな、みたいな。あれ、もうちょっと、なんか J リーグだとそういうのあんまり画面で映んないんだけど、プレミアリーグ見てると、そろそろこいつの出番じゃないか、みたいな画面に映ってくるから、ああいうのもやっぱ面白いなって思うな。そう見てて試合を。
And sometimes you see players who aren't ready. Yeah.
あれ僕ですか? みたいな。
Yeah, yeah. I forgot my shin pads. Where are my shin pads? Or my shirt? You know, there's examples of that happening too, which is quite funny. One thing I think as fans though, are ready to make changes a lot earlier than coaches do in real life. Like for me, I would make a sub at halftime, no problem. Or maybe give them...5 or 10 minutes into the second half. And if I don't see changes, then I'm going to make a sub. But the Premier League, actually, subs happen quite late on average. The highest on average time is 67 minutes into a game by Brighton, which is really late. Basically, you're giving subs 25 minutes to make an impact, which seems like a really short amount of time, right?
ね、これ驚きでしたね。トミーが送ってくれたアスレティックの記事なんですけど、まあ90分のうち、まあ平均的にどのチームが何分に試合中に交代を行ってるかってやつなんだけど、ブライトンが一番早くて66分。で、一番遅いのがクリスタルパレスの78分なので、あ、こんなに遅いんだっていうのはね、まず、ね、mm. 驚きでしたね。うん、
yeah. And one thing I remember saying when we recorded last week, there's no like, it's not like the good teams make early subs and the bad teams make late subs or the opposite of that. It's just a real mix. You've got Brighton, Liverpool, Sheffield United, Bournemouth. They're the four fastest teams on average. And then at the bottom, Tottenham, Arsenal, Man City, West Ham, Palace. It's just a total mix. There's, it just seems completely random.
ね、これ面白かったよね。だから、まあ、監督の性格によるのかなっていうのがね、
yes.
大きいと思うけど、
yep.
全然この順位と相互関係になかったっていうのは面白かったし、まあ、なんだろうね。うん、交代は遅いんだなっていうのはね。だ交代選手は、やっぱり20分ぐらいしかない、チャンスがないっていうのは、やっぱこうきついですよね。20分で仕事をしないといけないっていうね。
Yeah, it's a really short amount of time for sure. But I did a great, thing happened. I think yesterday or the day before in the Fulham Nottingham Forest game. Nottingham Forest were leading 2-0 and Fulham were just terrible. And, Marco Silva made three subs on, I think it was the 32nd minute. Three changes after 30 minutes of the game. That, you know, you're playing badly if you come off that early. But after he made the changes, Forrest scored another goal. So he must be thinking, oh man, what do I have to do? So I thought that was quite funny that he made all this effort to change the game and then actually it just got worse afterwards. So.
まあ、選手としては一番の屈辱は前半のうちに変えられることだよね。え、なんで俺なんすかってなるけどね。
Yes.
前半変えられたら。
And it's got to be the most embarrassing thing, or actually the second most embarrassing thing. The first most embarrassing thing is coming on as a sub and then being subbed yourself.
ああ、それ一番嫌だ。やりたくない、それ本当に。交代で出たのに交代させられるってやつよね。
Yep.
うん。きついね、それ。
Those two are the worst, right? So, yeah, a sub being subbed and being subbed in the first half.
あともう一個あるよ、トミー。あの、ゴールキーパーが退場して変えられるフィールドプレイヤー。
Yeah.
なんで俺なんすかってなる、あれも。
It kind of says, you're the least important player on the team right now. Like, everyone else is going to give us a better chance of winning this game than you. So, yeah, I agree. That's probably number three for sure.But it's also a bit of shogunai, like, you know, not my fault. Nothing I did wrong. Another interesting part of this Athletic article was about substitutes contributing to winning games, getting draws, basically winning points for their team. So that word we used in the vocab, contribute. Liverpool leading that with 11 points won by subs. So 8 goals have been scored by players coming off the bench.And 7 assists. So, Liverpool make changes early and they're effective changes, apparently.
うん。これはね、僕はクロップのエンカレッジメントがうまいんじゃないかなと思う。やっぱあのベンチで、お前行ってこいよ、やれるんだって、毎回画面に映ると思うんだけど、あれのこの選手のモチベーションの書き立て方とか、こうパワーを注入するみたいなのはね、
うん、
やっぱり上手なんだなって思いますね。
クロップは。Yeah. うん。Yeah, it could be that. It's another really random one.Liverpool followed by Wolves, Arsenal, Villa, Luton. And does it also say, like the teams at the bottom, maybe they have less points won by subs because they score earlier goals. So they don't need the subs, which may be better. Maybe it's better to not need the subs to score goals, right? Mm. So it's a complicated one as well.
確かにね。ニューカッスルは一番低くなってるんだけど、これは多分ニューカッスルは勝ったてる試合で交代をしてるパターンが多いんじゃないかなみたいな。それ要するに守るために入れてるとか、プロテクティングリードみたいな感じでね。その交代もあるからね。
Exactly. うん、yeah, that's true. There's been an interesting development as well in football recently with Wimbledon being the first team to employ a substitute coach, which it just sounds crazy, right? Isn't it just a normal coach that just looks after subs? Apparently not. A guy called Sammy Lander was employed recently, and his specific role is to take subs through a full halftime warm-up. He said it's about making players who hear they're not starting say, okay, I'm going to come on and bring energy, drive. That's so important. It's about treating a substitute as a starter.
面白いですね。交代専門コーチ。だから、どうやってやったら、その選手が途中から入ってきてインパクトを与えられるかっていう話なんだけど、まあ、試合見ててもさ、試合前のウォーミングアップあるでしょ?この途中から出る人たちはさ、こうなんかロンドっていうかパス回ししてさ、なんかゆるーくやってる感じがするわけ。で、ハーフタイムとかも、なんかそろそろ出るのかな、俺ら、みたいな感じはするし、
うん、
やっぱりその、あそこで、いや、もう準備するんだっていう専門コーチがいるっていうのは、まあ、これは確かにね、使えそうな気はしますね。うん。
Yeah, I definitely think it can have an impact if you do a proper warm-up, if you treat these players as not just your backups for us, not just in case we need you, but no, you are going to come on and help us. Like, that's your role. I think that's an important kind of mental way to change things. But do you need a specific coach for that? I'm not sure.
どうだろうな。まあ、監督はさ、どのタイミングで入れるかっていうのを考えてるだろうから、まあ、その選手もある程度分かってると思うんだよね。そろそろ俺なんじゃないかな、みたいな。シーズン途中から行くと、今大体分かるじゃん。このタイミングでこの選手出てくるみたいな。そうすると選手も、なんかこう準備はしやすいのかなっていう気はしますけどね。
And there's probably a lot that we don't see as well. Maybe in training, a person was feeling sick, and so the coach said, okay, look, we'll give you 50 minutes and we're going to take you off. When we might be winning, we might be losing, we're going to take you off, we're going to put this player on. There's probably a lot of things like that we're not aware of as well, right?
はいはいはい。確かにね。まあでも、交代選手が、こう、なんていうの?チームの成績を良くするってなると、すごい雰囲気は良くなると思うから、やっぱチームとしてさ、戦っていくから、やっぱ交代選手が活躍するっていうのは大事だと思いますね。
うん。I remember last week you asked me, have I ever had a story of being on the bench, right? Yeah. In high school football, I was on the bench one week and then I came off and I think I scored a goal. And so the next week at training, the coach said to me, you're definitely starting this week. You're 100%. You're in the starting lineup.
Hi, hi.
That was Thursday at training. Friday, he puts the team sheet up on the wall for everyone to confirm before the game. And I looked and I was on the bench. Said, what? You told me I was starting. Anyway, I was on the bench. About 80 minutes into the game, he calls me over. He says, Tommy, you're coming on. You've got 10 minutes. I want you to do something. I'm like, 10 minutes? What can I do in 10 minutes? I'll be lucky to touch the ball in 10 minutes. What can I do with that time? I was so angry.
そういう顔してる選手は結構いますよ、プレミアリーグでも。はあ、なんでベンチなん今日みたいな。
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like, yeah, why? I need more than 10 minutes. What can I do in that time? I don't know. Maybe that is a big mental thing. Maybe the best players don't think that way. Maybe the best players think,All I need is 1 minute. You give me 1 minute, I'll contribute to this match. That's the ego thing, right? So, yeah.
わかるよ。その、途中から出てさ、やっぱり試合のテンポに自分がこう合わせてくるのってめちゃめちゃむずいからさ。
Exactly.
ね。うん。あれ慣れてないとできないことだと思いますね。
Yeah. It's really, really difficult. And like, when I was playing football, you know, it gets colder the longer a game goes on. You're playing in winter, so by the time it's 4:30, it's cold. It's really hard to be motivated to come on and do something. I guess that's why I didn't become a pro footballer. I just also wanted to finish up with some of the best substitute appearances in the Premier League. Now, the fastest goal in the Premier League, unfortunately, belongs to a guy called Nicholas Bentner, who scored 6 seconds after coming on as a substitute against Spurs for Arsenal to score a header from a corner.6 seconds. いいですね。Pretty fast.
ベントナーはいろいろありますけど、入って、まあでも選手としては気持ちいいよね。ファーストタッチで入ってパンって決めるっていうのは、やっぱこれは気持ちいい瞬間だと思います。
Oh yeah, that's having an impact for sure. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately it was Arsenal player against Tottenham, so I will move on from that one quickly. The fastest red card, and this is an amazing one. I love this one. In 2006-07, Keith Gillespie came on for Sheffield United against Reading. Before the game could even be restarted, so the ball went out for a throw-in, and so Sheffield United decided to make the change. Before the throw-in was made, Keith Gillespie decided to throw his arm at an opponent, like elbow someone. The referee saw it and sent him straight off. So he literally played 0 seconds of the game.
これ抜けない記録ですね。だから入る前に退場になったっていう。
Yeah, well, he's on the pitch. He was on the pitch, but the ball wasn't in play. So he didn't play any part in the game. Never touched the ball. Amazing. If you're the coach, you would be so angry. Like, what are you doing? That's not the impact I wanted you to have. The player to score the most goals off the bench in the Premier League is Jermaine Defoe, who scored 24, which is a lot. And it's one of those stats that you'd be happy to hold it, but you'd also be disappointed because it means you're on the bench a lot, I think.
Hi, hi, hi.
A bit of a weird one. And the super sub, which is a common term used, I think, in Japanese too. You use super sub, right?
Super sub, yuimasu.
When I hear super sub, there's only one player I think of, and that's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who was obviously Manchester United player and manager. He scored off the bench on his first and last appearance for Manchester United. He famously scored the equaliser in the 1999 Champions League final off the bench. And just a few months before that, the most incredible performance by a substitute, when he came off the bench in the 72nd minute with Man United leading 4-1 over Nottingham Forest, he scored an incredible 4 goals in the 80th, 88th, 91st and 94th minutes, and Man United won 8-1.
すごいよね。
4 goals in 20 minutes off the bench.
うん。途中から出てきて4点ぶち込んで勝つっていうのは、やっぱ、これは気持ち、まあね、チャンピオンズリーグはね、もちろんね、あれは覚えてるし、うん、けどさ、そのリーグ戦でもさ、ベンチから必ず出て活躍するっていうのは、やっぱりね、何か違うものを持ってたんだろうなっていう気はしますね。うん、
yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Champions League was crazy, because then Man United won it straight after that, but the interesting one about the Nottingham Forest game, they were leading 4-1. So it's not like he came on needing to score a goal. You know, the game was over. Maybe that helped him. Maybe he came on really motivated and Nottingham Forest were already defeated. But yeah, 4 goals. Incredible. So he is the super sub.
そうね。まあなんか J リーグ見てても、やっぱり交代でさ、こう、交代して、必ず活躍する選手と、なんかあんまりこう効果をもたらさないなっていう選手いると思うんだけど、まあ、ぜひともね、その皆さん、今シーズン見るときに、交代で試合がどう変わったとか、なんか交代し、なんて言うんだろうな。こう、試合が動くときがあると思うの。2-0 で負けてて、それによって試合がガラッと変わるとか、やっぱそういうところはサッカーを見る上でもとっても楽しめるところだと思うんで、ぜひともね、注目してみてほしいなって思いましたね、今回。うん。
うん。Yeah, and I think that leads into the last point very well. The future of subs, where there's some articles out there talking about how subs is going to change the game as we move forward. Things like breaking the game into 30-minute blocks, so making changes after 30 minutes, after 60 minutes, and then towards the end of the game. Because you have more opportunities to make subs, you know, how is that going to change it? So yeah, it's an interesting topic, which I do think modern football is going to see a few changes around how substitutes work.
ね、あと最近これもう長いから喋るのはやめようかなと思ってたんだけど、あのさ、交代するときにさ、あのこうすごい時間かけて出てく選手いるじゃん。
うん。
あのはこう審判に握手したり、yes. ファンにこうやったり、yep. あれ減ったなと思う。やっぱりその分アディショナルタイム伸びるから。最近あんまり見なくなったなって気がしますね。
Yeah, it's pretty pointless to do it, I think.
ね。
yeah. yeah, making sure your boots are untied, yeah, pulling your socks down. Yeah. Because the referee's just going to add that time and probably more time to the end. Yeah, ね、definitely. Yeah. Alrighty, so that's substitutes. And my last thing, substitute is a really difficult word to say, even for me, natively. Substitute.
うん、これね、英語教えててめっちゃみんな噛んじゃう難しい。substitute, substitute.
Yeah, even for me,、ね、you'll notice that I say it very quickly because it's pretty much the only way to say it, or you just make it shorter and say sub.
Sub.
So, yeah, substitute. So yeah, if you have trouble, you're not alone, me too. Alrighty, thank you very much again. We're sorry for the big break, but thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll see you again next time.
来週からは通常回に戻りますんで、ぜひともまた聞いてください。サッカーと英語、ポッドキャストと調べていただけると、Google で上の方に来ると思います。各回のエピソードの下の方にコメント欄ありますので、まあ、皆さんが思う交代とか、思い出になっている交代とかね、そういう話を送っていただけると嬉しいです。それではまた来週です。Bye for now!